welcome to the Just Chill Podcast, episode 8. I'm joined with my co-host, Jack. Say what's good.
Yo.
Yeah, unfortunately, our other co-host, Alex, couldn't make it, so it's just going to be us two this week. Obviously, last week we were doing finals and stuff, so we couldn't do it then, but we're back. And in great fashion, yes, you know sir. What I'm saying? How's your week been, Jack?
Good, dude. Just finished up my last final on Tuesday, so you know I'm chilling, excited to get the summer going.
Yeah, definitely. We got summer is about to start. Next week we probably won't have an episode, because moves will be made, so there will not be a podcast next week. But we will be coming back the following week, and all of us will be relocated. Like a joint one?
That'd be kind of fire. But I was going to say, we could just post one, like, on a different day, low-key. Like, you know what I mean?
That's true. Like, we could just do it later in the week.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll definitely update you guys. We definitely still have a lot of stuff in the works. We still have the freaking locker room thing, but this nigga Alex still has an iPhone 6, so...
Well, we should start a GoFundMe, right?
Oh my gosh, low key, bro. Cause like no one should be running an iPhone 6. And
it should be like GoFundMe to save this man, and just a picture of him holding his phone. And
then... Hey, if y'all will donate, put it in the comments, and we'll start one for Alex. Cause low key kind of needs it, no cap. Sorry, we're roasting you, Alex, on the one podcast
here. But like,
man's gonna be looking focused when he watches this.
Shut up, bro.
Oh my gosh, that's funny as hell. All right, well, with that, you ready to get into it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, bet. We only have a few topics this week, so we're gonna get into the topics and then, you know, just
it'll give us time to like elaborate on them. We don't have to like rush through them all.
Yeah, facts. And then after, we could just talk about some stuff, random stuff. Yeah, all right, bet. Okay, so our first topic today, for this week, is the Champions League final has been set. It's going to be Chelsea versus Man City. This was probably the worst final for me because I am a Tottenham fan. So two English teams, especially Chelsea being there, not great for me. But what did you think about the semifinals, and what are your predictions for the final?
So you're going to have to run me because I didn't pay attention to the other semifinal game. So I know Chelsea beat Real, but who did Man City beat?
Man City beat PSG.
Dude, okay, well, first of all, I just want to say that PSG can never, it seems like they can never kind of get to the final, huh?
They got to the final last year, but yeah.
Last year, I thought last year was Liverpool-Tottenham, no?
No, that was the year before. Last year was Bayern and PSG. That was like the COVID year.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
The year before that was Liverpool, Spurs.
Who won the Bayern one?
Bayern.
So is this the first time that Chelsea and Man City have played against each other in the final?
Yeah. This is Man City's first final ever.
You think they're gonna? I mean, I used to watch a lot of Premier League with Alohe. He actually was one who got me into it through like FIFA and shit. I'm a big Arsenal guy, and they suck. So I haven't really been paying attention. But what do you think about the final? What's your prediction?
I think they're both great teams. In my opinion, Chelsea is just not as deep as Man City. Like Man City have so many bodies on that team, and then obviously it's Pep Guardiola, so they're gonna have the tactical edge. It's obviously like a one-off game, so anything can happen. But I think Man City had the harder road to get to the final than Chelsea did. Real Madrid have been depleted all season. They played Eden Hazard last game, and we know how, like, obviously you haven't seen him this season, but he's been...
I know he hasn't really worked out how he was supposed to.
He's been... This season especially, he's just been so bad.
You think it's because of COVID he just doesn't care? Or do you think it's just he doesn't really fit with that team?
I think it's definitely more of the latter. Like his play style is not really Zinedine Zidane's like tactics. He's more of, okay, I have the ball, I control what happens on the pitch. He plays like a number 10 that's on the wing. But
He's very ball dominant.
yeah, Zinedine Zidane wants him to just be a wing. And that's just not how, that's just, it's not playing to the best of his abilities. He's not unlocking his potential there. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, I think Chelsea kind of got the easier matches in the semifinal, quarterfinal. So I think Man City is more battle tested. So I'm gonna go with Man City. As for the score line, I'm gonna say 3-1.
I was gonna
But
say that too.
I think it could go. I think it could go either way. But I hope Man City wins. I mean, because
Who's the
I know
favorite? Do you
unbearable
know who the favorite
fans, huh?
is? Do you know who the favorite is, like in terms of like betting?
The favorite, I believe, is Man City.
Okay.
I can just make sure. Betting.
I'm just curious if your opinion kind of lines up with what everyone else is saying. But I mean, while you look, I can just kind of fill the air time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, it's Man
on
City.
all, yeah, an all Premier League final kind of is lame to me because, like, what's cool about the Champions League is like different teams from different countries play each other, and now it's just like a Premier League game pretty much, and
Yeah,
it's
I
not
mean,
as
it happens
exciting.
every couple of seasons. I mean, 'cause like I think that's part of like when that happens, it's so like it's not super rare, but like when it does happen, it's like it galvanizes the entire country. Like
Right.
when it was Bayern versus Dortmund, that was lit, bro. That was a lit final. When it
I get
was
that, but it's like, yeah, but as like a casual fan, it would be, you know, it's cool to see like, it would be cool to see a game that you can't just like watch on like a random Tuesday, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel that. I mean, that's kind of like what they're trying to do with the ESL,
I hate
but
that shit. Wait, do you think that because like both of these teams are were trying to do that shit. Do you think that like the fans are just gonna be like booing them like throughout the whole game and
they
like
already
I'm
dropped
sure the
out.
few
They already dropped out of the ESL.
What do you mean? No, I know, no. What I'm saying is like, but they tried, you know what I mean? Like, do you think fans are gonna be like still mad about that, or do you think it's like old news?
Nah, I think fans are happy now that they've gotten out of it. Like, if
Because
they
you
were
know
still
like
in
when
it,
the
yes, but I think
remember
they're
when Liverpool was playing some Premier League team, like some small team, right when that shit got like announced, like the team and like the fans in the stadium had like posters that said like you can't buy a championship and like
yeah. I
all
mean, that's
this.
because Liverpool was the team I was disappointed in the most. I talked about it on the podcast, so I'll talk about it briefly here.
Yeah, they're like really fan driven and
Yeah,
everything. They're from the fans. So.
exactly. Like they were built on the working class. So like for them to just abandon them was disappointing to say the least. Yeah, it sucked. It sucked all the way around. Yeah, but I mean, thank God it's pretty much dead now. I
It's not
mean,
gonna happen.
yeah, it's pretty much dead. So yeah, you said 3-1 as well.
Yeah, I think 3-1. 3-1. Let's make it interesting though. So who do you think would score on Chelsea if it's one score for them? Like who do you think is the most likely to score?
On Chelsea?
Yeah, for that one score on the goal.
I'm gonna go with the American. I'm gonna go with Pulisic.
Okay, so he gets the one goal for Chelsea. What about Man City? Who gets the three goals?
Man
If you can split it
City,
up.
I'd go with Kevin De Bruyne. He's just been on a tear recently. Raheem
Yeah, he's
Sterling,
good.
he's just bound to get one. I'm gonna say Raheem Sterling will get two,
We're gonna get one.
De
Bro,
Bruyne
if
gets
you're
one.
right, that would be so crazy.
That would be crazy. I did the only one I've like predicted that accurately was the one Real versus Liverpool. I was like 3-1, Bale gets a brace. And Benzema scores one, and Sadio Mane scores the other one, and I got that all right. So that won me some money, so I'm proud of that one.
Which was the Champions League final we watched with Robel, and that guy had like the crazy bicycle kick.
That was Real versus Juventus, and that was Mandzukic who scored that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was the score of that one? Do you remember? Wasn't it like 2-1?
That was 3-1 or 4-1. I mean, we played Juventus so many times.
Yeah, that's a very common match.
Juventus champion.
That was like 3 years ago? That was the year before Liverpool, right?
Yeah, that was the last. Yeah, that was the second to last one. So we won 3 in a row. Yeah, 4-1. Ronaldo scored twice. Casemiro, Sensia.
Yep. Crazy how he's on Juventus now. Wow.
Yeah.
Is he still good on Juventus?
Yeah.
I haven't watched a single Ronaldo game.
He's about to dip.
Because of taxes or just because, like.
They're just not good.
Where do you think he's going to go? Who do you think he's going to retire?
I believe he wants to go to Real, but Real don't really want him. They want to go the more Haaland Mbappe route and start, like, buying young talent again. And if they buy Ronaldo,
there's a world he comes to the MLS.
Oh yeah, no. In the future, both Messi and Ronaldo will come to the MLS. But that'll be in like what, 3-4 years?
Like an Ibrahimovic situation where he's just like dominating because he's like clearly better than like everyone.
Oh yeah, no, he's gonna dominate because the MLS is a physical based league. So that's why anyone who comes from Europe is so good here, because they're all skill-based. So, yeah, Ronaldo's obviously way more skilled than everyone in the MLS combined, and so will Messi. So they will dominate, and I don't think they're not going to do the Ibra thing and just dip, because they want to grow their brands rather than Ibra. Thought that he was just not done, but he thought he was, like, at the end of his days. Right now, he's, like, one of the best goal scorers in the world still, which is crazy.
Where does he play?
At AC Milan.
He's nasty?
He's very good. Very good. He's, I believe, second in the league in scoring, in goals. Serie stats.
I wonder if the MLS will ever do, like, we were talking off podcast about, like, Oscar and how the Chinese Super League offered him, like, a lot of money in his prime, and he kind of just, like, dipped for the bag. Mm-hmm. You think the MLS will ever, like, do that? Like, just find, like, a really young player, and then just, who's, like, really popular, and then just, like, give him, like, the super mega max to just come to America and play? Because that's how you grow your league, I feel like young, exciting players, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, because with the China situation, they
by the government, right?
So yeah, it was funded by the government,
money,
so
they power much money they want.
Yeah,
America's not like that.
Yeah, these are like businesses, and they have margins, and running a football club is actually like very hard.
Especially
in
America. You would need like Bill Gates to buy like an MLS team, and
you get like Bill Gates, Steve Ballmer, one of those guys.
And then just like give someone a lot of money.
Yeah, facts. Who knows? Maybe we'll see. Hopefully.
That'd be cool though, because I'm tired of being like, oh, the MLS is the league where the old guys go to like
the retirement league. Yeah, that's like a criticism of the MLS.
And
destroy
everyone because they're naturally better, so it's not even fun.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we have a young American 23-year-old prodigy. Oh, he's so exciting. Oh, he gets destroyed by 36-year-old Ibrahimovic because he's just obviously better.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, there's talent in the MLS. I mean, we've had Alphonso Davies came up in the MLS, DeAndre Yedlin. We've had talent that's come up through Zach Steffen, who's playing in the Champions League final, probably will start.
Just don't stay here.
Yeah, that's the one thing. You have to, when you garner talent, you have to keep it. Like,
that's why Messi and Ronaldo were so lit, because they've been on those teams, like, especially Messi, since he's, like, 13.
Yeah.
He's been, like, on Barca.
Yeah, and I don't think that will ever happen, because we're not in those competitions, like, the Champions League.
Why aren't we, though?
It's a European like league. It's run by UEFA, who's like European.
There's no like world one.
No, we're in CONCACAF. There's also the Club World Cup, but no one cares about that.
That's like the big players don't really play for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. We do the CONCACAF, so we play against Mexican teams. Yeah,
and Mexico and South America too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Ibrahimovic, 15 goals, 18 games. So yeah, he's on a tear.
Yeah, one more thing, but we can move on. Mm-hmm. Like, I will, like, if I'm, like, you know, in the mood for, like, sports highlights, I'll just go back and watch that one Ibrahimovic goal in the World Cup where he, like, fucking bicycle kicked it from, like,
damn. Oh, the midfield. World Cup qualifiers? That was crazy. I was watching that live.
He, like, takes his shirt and he's just hella tatted. Just,
I could, like, not believe it. Against England, too. That, like,
yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like, against world-class players. It wasn't like he was playing, like, Czechoslovakia. Yeah. He was playing fucking England. And they needed to win that game to qualify. And he scored that. And that was, like, to end off his hat trick, I believe. That's crazy. Nah, he.
But we need to move on to the next story, though. That was a good little soccer segment.
Yeah.
Football, right. football.
Yeah, like, no. When we were talking about it with Robo, when we were talking about, like, the ESL shit, I don't know if you watched the podcast, but.
I watched, like, a good amount of it. Yeah, I watched that segment. That was interesting.
Yeah, I was just, like, football, soccer. Like, I kept switching between. And people were like.
What got me weak is just, like. I don't really know about that, but, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Six times. I don't really know about that, but that's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
We can move on to the next one.
All right, bet. Okay, so moving on to the NBA. We're moving on to the U.S. So, yeah, what I said kind of came to fruition. It's sad because I didn't want it to happen. I would... The Lakers were my pick, but the LeBron basically is re-aggravated his injury slightly, and he's going to miss the next two games. He's day-to-day right now, and the Lakers are basically saying he's going to deal with this pain throughout the entire playoffs.
I'm supporting water, don't mind me, but keep going.
I mean, like I said before, I mean, obviously Anthony Davis is playing better, but I said, like, that you don't want LeBron, who was playing at 100%, to come back at 90%, and then AD, who was playing at, like, 80%, to come back at 70%, because then at that point, you're kind of middle-of-the-pack Western Conference team. But yeah, I do want to get your thoughts on this because you are our resident Laker hater.
Oh my god, bro. All right, one second. I'm almost done pouring, bro.
Oh my goodness.
A compromised situation here.
No, no.
What's my opinion? Opinion on what?
The
injury or just, like, your chances of, like, winning the finals now?
We can talk about his injury first, and then we'll talk about what it means for the Lakers this season, at least.
Injury, I think it was dumb for him to come back if he actually wasn't 100%. I mean, it's his decision, but he's really old, and, like, I think he should have waited a little longer. Re-aggravating the injuries, you know, he can't really control that. He just has to be as healthy as possible, and I guess he wasn't, or, you know, whatever. It sucks for the Lakers. I agree with you when you said, you know, LeBron and AD are, like, some of the best in the world, but if they're not 100%, you're not going to beat a team that is 100%. So, you know, it sucks for them. I think by the time they're in the playoffs, though, they will be closer to 100% than they are now. So they'll put more of a fight than they would have if they just started the playoffs today. You know, so what do you think about that? Like, you think they'll be more healthy when it comes to closer to the playoff time, or no?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, AD has been playing better, which is good for the Lakers.
I think, like, over time, you know, over time they'll get healthier.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? So with the re-aggravated ankle injury, and I don't know if you've ever had an ankle injury, but shit sucks.
I've never had a injury, I've never been hurt. I can't.
Ankle. The only thing I've ever hurt is my ankle, and this shit, it sucks, bro. So,
when they say like re-aggravate, I feel like that can mean like really hurt again, or just like kind of tweaked it. Like, did they say how like serious re-aggravate?
They didn't say the severity of it.
A wide gap.
But like, they're gonna have that. It looks like they're gonna have to play in the play-in tournament, so they're not gonna get that extra rest, that extra like week rest. So we don't know how healthy he'll be by the time they have to play in the play-in games.
I was watching Undisputed, and Shannon Sharpe said he'll be. I think they have a game on Tuesday. I think after the Clippers game, and I think Shannon Sharpe said he can see LeBron like coming back for that game. So do you think that's a smart idea, or do you think you should wait until the play-in?
If I'm the Lakers, I'm trying to avoid the play-in at all costs.
But you need him to play then.
Yeah. So like, I mean, I would. Like, this is kind of like the, like, it's such a tough stretch of the season to be out for. And that's why, like, we obviously feel for the Lakers. But
you feel for the Lakers, but continue.
Resident Laker hater right here, obviously does not. I mean, yeah, all in all, like, they really, really, really need to avoid the plan. Because they could lose, like, because as a set, they're going to be, if they become the seventh seed, they only have to win one game out of the three.
I mean, even if they're the eighth seed, they can still just win one.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But it looks like they're going to be playing the Warriors, and we know how good Steph Curry can be, especially with one game. Steph Curry, like, can score 40. So you're kind of fucked, bro. I mean, hopefully it doesn't come down to that. Like, they definitely need to avoid the plan. Like,
well, that's what. So it seems like LeBron's gonna have to play, which means he's gonna be even like, cause like if he rests, sure they might get to the play-in, but like
they'd have a better chance of winning it.
Yeah, he'll be close to 200 versus him playing now, not getting, like, the rest, I guess, he needs. And then they'll probably avoid the play-in. But then when they get to the actual playoffs, they're going to be less prepared. So if I was LeBron, I would just try to let AD get him out of the play-in, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, if AD continues to play well up until the Clippers game, I would say shut it down.
That's today, right?
Is it today?
I think it's Thursday.
It is Thursday. Okay. Well, if AD wins the game, I don't think he is. But yeah, look it up.
Keep going.
But yeah, like, we're gonna get into like the play in and everything like that later. But
okay, he's out versus the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that he will be back early next week.
Yeah, he's listed as day-to-day. So, because, like, it was a surprise that he played against,
I don't know why he did that.
Like, it came out of nowhere. They were just like, oh, LeBron is playing, and it really did come out of nowhere. I thought they were going to shut him down until, like, now. But, you know, I mean, yeah, they have the Clippers. They have such a tough schedule, too. The Clippers, Portland, Phoenix, and then the Knicks. That's
the, like, Knicks could do something though. Yeah, Knicks are not bad.
Exactly. Those are all games that without LeBron, and if AD doesn't play like very, very well, they're probably going to lose all of them.
Dude, and you know what makes this situation even worse is that Schroeder isn't even playing.
Exactly. Schroeder isn't in there either. So like, it really is kind of like AD and a bunch of role players. Good role players to be fair, but we like,
still role players.
They're still role players. Yeah, like, Schroeder's definitely a huge part of their offense. And so is LeBron, obviously.
He's the best player on that team, right?
Schroeder?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. but, yeah, I mean, if LeBron sits out, they go through the play-in, they win the play-in, I think they'll be fine. If he continues to play, And I don't think they're gonna get out of the play-in. So I would say shut it
If
down.
LeBron keeps playing, you think he
Yeah.
just hurt the team more than help the team?
Yeah, because I think it's such little of a difference between what they could do. Because I know who's right above them.
Is
NBA
it Portland?
standing. I think it's Portland. I'm not sure how many games though. Okay, so they are sixth right now. But
Who's they? The Portland or LA?
the Lakers. The Lakers are
Okay.
sixth, Blazers are seventh. Lakers have one less loss. So that's why I think they wanted to play LeBron today. Because they kind of need to win this game. If they lose it, they'd be tied with the Blazers for the seventh seed. And I believe the Lakers have the tiebreaker. I'm not exactly sure, but we'll see once the updated standings come out tomorrow. But yeah, do you have any last thoughts on the Lakers before we get into the actual play-in tournament?
As much as I don't like the Lakers, I still think I'd rather see them in a playoff series than the Warriors because I think they'd have a better chance of making the series like more competitive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel that. And
Like
that's
Curry can
kind
go for
of.
one game, but he's not going out for four in a row and then
Yeah.
still winning all four of those
Yeah, that's
games.
facts. That's a perfect segue into the next topic. But before we segue into the next topic, we're segueing into this freaking ad. So, yeah, this next portion of the podcast is sponsored by Anchor. And yeah, we'll see you guys back in a bit. Hey, gotta cut this out. What
Wait,
is it?
so okay.
Hey, that is lit. All right. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah, just countdown.
Yeah. All right. Let me bring up the standings over here as well. Because I mean, hey, we're about to talk about the Wizards, and I'm very happy. All right, bet.
I'm actually mad, bro. Fox got Brooks. All right, no, we'll get into that.
All right, three, two, one, and we're back, y'all, with the next topic. Talking about we're still on the NBA. We're gonna talk about the play-in tournament, which is gonna be happening soon. It looks like the teams in the Eastern Conference are set, so let's talk about them first, and then we can move on to the West and
Right.
continue
So we're
about.
talking about the 7, 8, 9th, and 10th seed, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. So,
We're running down
yeah.
then for
Right
those.
now, it's the Heat, Hornets, Pacers, and Wizards. The Wizards have a 3-game lead on the Raptors, so it looks like the Wizards are going to be the ones making it. Yes! Let's get it. The Wizards have been playing well. The 9 through 7 seeds have been shaky as of late. But who do you think is coming out of the play-in? Obviously, your Heat are in that 7 through
Miami and
10.
Washington.
Do you think Miami and Washington are going out?
Yeah, Miami beats Charlotte, and then Wizards beat Pacers, and then
Indiana.
Wizards beat Hornets.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That would make
Which
me
kind
very
of goes
pleased.
against my that goes against my Pacers Clippers NBA Finals I predicted. So.
Hey, the Pacers were playing very well at the beginning
I
of the
said they're
season.
like 4 seed. I was like, they're
Yeah.
about to underdog seed.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. Yeah, I agree with you there. The Wizards are definitely the hottest team out of them. Pacers have been kind of iffy as of late.
Just mid. They're just so mid.
Yeah, the Hornets, they just got LaMelo
Oh,
back,
Gordon,
obviously.
Hayward.
So
Oh,
I think
Gordon.
they are the most dangerous team other than the obviously the seventh seed. So I think they're the most dangerous seed behind the Wizards. But I think the Wizards can win that game and move on.
I think without Gordon Hayward, the Hornets are like severely
Yeah,
maybe Gordon Hayward.
they are. He's been playing very well for them, so shout out to him. And I wanted the Nets to be the one seed. Because if it was Nets Wizards, Wizards are taking them to 7, no cap.
What are you on? What?
Wizards would take them to 7. No cap. We swept the season series, so we didn't even lose to them. But we would take 3 games off of them. No cap. They would win the series, but it would be a hard-fought series. No cap. We'd be the We Believe Warriors of 2021. Except not win. No cap. No cap.
I think the Bucks, we have a better chance to beat the Bucks than the Nets.
No, now it's going to be the Sixers, and we've not been, we have not played well against the Sixers, and we don't have any centers that is capable of beating, of like guarding JoJo. That
sounds like
a sweep. Yeah, the Heat are playing the Nets. We'll play the Nets.
Which is like one game for the Heat, probably.
Yeah. The reason I say the Wizards would take 7 off, or take 3 off the Nets, is because they're built in a way to not talent wise stop the Nets, but they're a good matchup.
Yeah, the Nets don't have a center, neither do the Wizards.
Yeah, they're a good matchup against the Nets.
Have a white guy who can shoot, so the Nets.
Yeah, we have good. All our only good defenders on our teams are the ones that guard. That would guard Kevin Durant. That would guard James Harden. That would guard Kyrie.
Westbrook and who else?
Westbrook, Hachimura, Beal okay. could guard Kyrie.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I don't know why, but Russell Westbrook always does a good job against KD. So we just let that happen.
KD, so he's like trying to like.
Yeah, like he always does very well against KD. So I would like to see that over a 7-game series. Man, Nets, please win out, be the one seed, and we can see a KD Westbrook series. That would be fucking awesome, bro. That'd be cool to see. As for the rest, the Wizards. I'm the Wizards okay, are so going to smack
the Nets. Let's say the Nets are the one seed,
mm-hmm.
and that would make the Sixers the 2 seed.
Yeah. So you would play the Heat would play the.
We
the
can Sixers. We would
would have a better chance against the Sixers than the Nets.
I think it's like a 30% chance the Heat win. Realistically, I think the Heat will lose 4-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your best defender is Bam Adebayo, and he always does pretty well against Joel. Indeed. So.
And if we play the Bucks somehow, we win that series.
Yeah, the Bucks they have to. I think the Bucks are this year are more of a contender than they've ever been, but they need the right matchups. If they get the right matchups every round and end up playing the Nets, if they play the Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals, Bucks are winning that series.
It's just like the Heat have like they've beaten the Bucks like the last like 2 years, so they have the mental edge. And like for whatever reason, like the Heat's like defensive scheme works really well
on Giannis. Yeah.
The Bucks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's facts. And you guys have the personnel to beat the Bucks. Yeah. So the Bucks don't want to see the Heat. The Nets.
Don't
want to see us. We already won out. You know what I'm saying?
And Sixers can low-key beat anyone.
Sixers are the most versatile team. In the conference, but yeah, I think the seedings are pretty much set for the East. As for the West, that's where it's kind of fucked. We talked about the Lakers with the 6th seed. These next couple games are very pivotal for 6 through 10.
Is it 10 seed? Spurs,
yeah, Spurs,
Grizzlies, 8 seed Wizards, 7 seed
Warriors. No, it's 8, so it's 6 Lakers, 7 Blazers, 8 Blazers. Grizzlies, 9 Grizzlies. Warriors, 10 Spurs.
The Spurs are losing.
The Spurs are definitely like the odd man out. I think, no, the Spurs are a good team. They're playing, they would obviously have to play the Warriors. So the season series is tied, but I think Steph Curry can lift the Warriors over the Spurs.
You're pop, though, you want the Grizzlies to fall because the Spurs can beat the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I mean, is Triple J back? I heard he was coming back.
No, he is not. He's not played.
He is back. Yeah, he is back.
I still think the Spurs can beat the Grizzlies. I don't think they can beat the Warriors. And they definitely can't beat the Blazers.
Yeah. So, yeah, no. The Blazers are safe.
You want the Grizzlies to fall. You want the Warriors to go to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just the Lakers don't want to fall into that 7 spot, like we said. I think this is the most ideal for the teams that are ahead, except the Grizzlies, obviously, who are the 8 seed, which is what the controversy is about. And we can get into that right now. So, do you like the concept of the play-in?
Yeah,
I do.
Wouldn't be talking about NBA season right now.
Exactly. I've been pretty consistent with liking the plan. I think for the fans, it's so much better. It makes the this part of the season is just like, oh my god, can the playoffs start? But
yeah, either you make the season shorter or you have to have a plan because 82 games is so boring.
Yeah,
and it's like, no one cares about the MLB. Like, compared to other sports,
yeah.
It's like 162 games. No one is watching 162 baseball games.
Yeah.
And there's no playing in baseball, so...
Yeah, and like we say this every single podcast we talk about sports, they want to always appeal to the casual fan, because that's where the most money comes in. Because, obviously, the most avid fan is going to watch anyway. So, for casual fans, this is great, because it creates more drama. We saw it in the bubble, like... How lit was that, seeing, like, Damian Lillard just, like, propel the Blazers? That was so lit. Man, they're scoring, like, 50 every game.
Yeah.
And it was so, like, it increases the drama. Because, obviously, the NBA is a story. They want to tell the best story. And the play-in creates another hurdle for teams to go over. I mean, obviously, the players won't like it because, hey, I'm playing all 82 games... and you're telling me my seating basically doesn't matter anymore. So,
I understand. Do you think the play is going to increase, like, load management? So, like, players will be ready then? If you're, like, Luka on, like, let's say, because the Mavericks have been in and out of the play-in. So, like, let's say you're Luka, and, like, you're like, flirting with that play-in. Do you think that players like him are going to start load managing so they can be ready for the play-in? Because, like, we're seeing what happens, like, with LeBron. Like, he played all his games at the beginning of the year, and now he's hurt and tired, and he might have to play his play-in, and like, he might not be 100%, you know what I mean?
No, I think, actually, that's the good thing about the play-in, because at this time, for example, the Wizards, Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook would shut it down.
Yeah.
They would shut it down. These teams, 10th seed, the Spurs, the Warriors, Steph Curry would not be playing right now. I mean, he's probably would still be playing because they're very close to the 8th seed, but you know what I mean. They're very close to...
Yeah.
And the play-in gives two extra teams a chance to make the playoffs. I understand why the players are mad, because, like, let's say the 8th seed is, like, 6 games better than the 10th seed. I mean, that's just kind of what's going to happen.
Play-in, but including like a margin.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. So that's probably the only way to like make it more fair. Better. But like, you can't go too far one way because, or else you're basically just
won't be a play-in. It doesn't matter then.
Yeah, it just like does not matter because like, yeah. We definitely want the play-in as fans. We want the play-in. The players.
Just, like, part of the play-in, it's like. Basketball is a very day-to-day sport, so I can see how if you're like, we fought, like, we scraped for the 8th seed, you know, we're in the playoffs, and then we have to play Steph Curry, who can go off for just one game and, like, ruin our whole season because he can just shoot, like, so well, you know what I mean?
I definitely see that from the player's perspective. But you're employed by the NBA, and if the NBA wants to make a better product, that's just what you're gonna have to do.
You think what's his name? You think what's the commissioner's name?
Adam Silver.
You think hypothetically, because obviously we can both agree that like a large percentage of the ratings the NBA kind of come from LeBron, right? Like you can say like when he's not playing, the ratings are down.
Yeah.
But do you think that if he's in the play and they lose and he's not in the playoffs, that Adam Silver's gonna be kicking himself? for the play. Like, why did I do that? Now we don't have LeBron. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like this season has definitely been. It's not like the fault of the Lakers. It's just because LeBron has been injured that they're even in
that
position.
I also think the Lakers are an anomaly. I don't think if they continue to, if they vote to continue the plan, I don't think that every year there's going to be a team like the Lakers.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah, it's definitely an anomaly for a team to be that good to deal with this many injuries. Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see over the next couple of years how this.
More fit. Playing was like a best of three instead of just a one game.
I like the drama of the one game.
I do too, but I'm saying like to make it more fair.
Yeah, I would say that would make it more fair. That I would agree that would make it more fair. If they did it, I wouldn't. I'm not like opposed to it. But I want to see how this one game tournament goes on. If these big upsets happen too frequently, I'm okay with changing it. Like, I'm always for change. But I want to try out the one game series first. And obviously, I have no power, but to change anything. But
I would like this. So let's make it happen.
But as a fan, that's what I'm saying. Adam Silver, I know you're watching.
You know, big bald head is just shining in front of the laptop.
Yeah, I know you're watching. Hey, this is like his prime fan, 18 to 24 year old. These are like the prime fans right here that he wants to market to. This is what I'm saying, Adam. As a fan of the NBA, try this out for a couple years. If it sucks, hey, we're not gonna blame you. You tried something new.
Adam Silver, just make this season shorter, bro. Why is it 82? I mean, I know why it's 82, so they can sell commercials and.
Yeah, commercials, tickets, obviously, historical reasons as well.
I watched the NBA at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year. There's like 40 games in there. No, like 50 games. No, like 52 games in the middle of the season where it's just like a slog. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, that's like why I make it a point to get.
The NFL's goated. 16 games, 17, but still.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm more into the NBA more than the NFL, because I make it a point to get league pass. League Pass is stupid, by the way, but I'm not even going to get a
brand. League Pass? Don't you mean NBA Streams.to? Dude, what?
I used to illegally stream it, but...
expose yourselves on this.
But, you know, I got tired of it. I was like, Adam Silver, fine, you can have my money, bro.
Would you have the one where, like, you just pay for the team you want, like the Wizards?
No. I mean, because the Wizards one, we get that for free. So I don't have to pay for that.
Oh, you're right, because you get the local stations.
Yeah. All right. But for, like, other teams, like, if I want to watch Premier games. Because the TN, like, all the apps, the NBA app, the TNT app,
yeah, but like the
all them
Premier
apps.
Games don't think you're streamed on cable, though? Like, hypothetically? Like, if you have cable?
I don't have cable. But here.
Neither do I.
I have cable at home, but they only show games, like, on ESPN and TNT, right? But, like, if I want to watch, like, the Suns and the, like, I was watching the Suns and the Jazz a couple nights ago. They weren't showing that on ESPN. Or...
Yeah, because those contracts get set before the season begins, and they didn't expect the Jazz. And the
yeah,
Jazz
yeah,
to be
facts,
like...
facts, facts. But I wanted to watch the game, so I use League Pass.
Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, all the apps are literally atrocious. So, again, Adam Silver, get a freaking web developer or an app developer, fix the apps,
like,
bro.
What is it about, like, big companies having really crappy, like, web plug-in application? Why are they always so bad?
I don't know, bro. The ESPN app is
terrible.
TNT app, terrible. Like, because I have a Chromecast, so I try to cast games to my TV. Shit almost never works. AirPlay almost never works.
Or HDMI cord.
Yeah, like, now I just use my freaking monitor. And I just, like, sit down and watch. But, it sucks, bro. Please fix your apps, cause that
it's
would make the it would make it so much more enjoyable.
Yeah, it was like a multi-million dollar company, and like they can't even get it right.
Exactly,
so
bro. Like, I've seen much smaller companies make better apps. So it's not you're just not putting in the time or the effort to do that, which is stupid because don't you want to make the experience the best it possibly can be?
Yeah.
That's dumb. But yeah, do you have any last thoughts on the play-in tournament?
It just gave me an excuse to get the boys together and watch some basketball. That's actually meaningful, so that's exciting.
That's going to be lit, bro.
Any excuse to hang out with the boys is an excuse, I think. So, yeah.
Facts.
Next, thingamajigger, though?
Yeah, next topic. Yeah, so obviously you guys can see it on screen, but do I have to play some sad music again, bro? Hold up. Sad music.
You too.
YouTube. All right, because I don't want to get demonetized.
Free.
All right. Andrew Garfield did not get a call for Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm depressed because his movies were trash, but I wanted to see him with a good director and with the expertise that Marvel have. Unfortunately, okay, that's enough for the music. Unfortunately, we can't see it. So what are your thoughts? I know you're just as depressed as me, so.
I'm depressed. I like Andrew Garfield. But what if it's Cap?
I hope it's Cap, but like, what's
that would be so lit.
What's his name, bro? Alfred Molina, the guy who plays Doc Ock. This man did not hold anything back. He was just basically saying everything that was happening. Did not care. He was like, what are they gonna do, cut me out of the movie? I was dying, bro. So that's why this news seems more legitimate, because why would he lie about it? If he does, that'd be awesome. But yeah, like, no, it would have been awesome, bruh. And his suit is the coolest one.
Is this one of Marvel's few L's, if this is true?
This is an L. Because they didn't call him, apparently. Why, bruh? If you're going to do a Spider-Verse
type of movie... You don't even have to have him in it for more than 5 minutes.
Exactly. Like, just a cameo would have been freaking awesome, bruh.
Yeah.
Because...
Damn it, bro. You think they're going to do a Tom Hardy Venom cameo?
Not for No Way Home. If they do, I'd be surprised.
End credit scene, though? It is Spider-Verse. You got to have Venom in there, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean... Ready. They did Spider-Verse... the Miles one, they didn't even show Venom at all. So I think they could do it.
That's true, but at the end of Venom, though, the guy, Michael Keaton, who plays... Oh, no, it wasn't Venom. I think it was the end of Venom. No. It was,
Homecoming?
The trailer to Morpheus, which is, like, a Sony Spider-Man villain who's getting his own movie.
Mm-hmm.
In the trailer of that movie... They have Michael Keaton, who played, like you said, Vulture.
Vulture, yeah.
But like Sony, it's connected. Like the Sony universe is connected.
Yeah.
So they can put Tom Hardy in.
Oh no, they have the rights to be able to do it. I just don't think they're gonna do it this early.
That's true.
We're definitely gonna see a Spider-Man Venom crossover, because here comes the money. But, because, I mean, yeah, Sony wants to capitalize on those dollar bills. And they're holding on to Spider-Man for dear life.
They got, like, one superhero, but they got, like, the cash.
Yeah, exactly. They literally got the one you want to have. So, they lucked out. But, I do want to add a topic about the rest of the... Obviously, they did the... the rest of phase four. I do want
Yeah, I
to.
can pull that up. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Phase 4 Marvel list.
Because they did like a whole like they showed a bit of Eternals.
We got. All right, we can look at the movies first. So let's just go in order. So, Black Widow, you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited for that. It's been
I'm not.
so long. Like I kind of have to like see it now, bro. Like, bro, it's been like a year and a half
I was
since
just
we were
thinking,
supposed to
well, it's
see
just
it.
been in a computer folder somewhere in someone's laptop for like 3 years.
Exactly. Oh my goodness.
So I'm not really excited for this because we know what happens to her, but it'll be a cool story. Like, and I like Florence Pugh, who plays her sister. She's a good
Yeah.
actress, so that'd be decent. But I'm not that excited. Shang-Chi looks cool. Not that excited because I don't know much about him. It's kind of like a Guardians of the Galaxy situation, but if the
Okay.
movie's good, I'll be
I'm very
hyped.
excited for Shang-Chi. It's one of my favorite comics.
Right, that. Eternals, same thing with Guardians of the Galaxy and Shang-Chi. Don't know
Yeah.
anything about it, but if it's good, it's good. I'll be excited for the next one. Spider-Man, hella excited.
And this is when it
What
goes
about
into
you?
just like banger after
Bullet.
banger, bruh.
Obviously.
What was that?
Excited for this one?
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man?
Oh.
Yeah.
They could go on to the next one, bro. What kind of question is that? Of course,
I'm just trying.
nigga.
I'm excited if they keep the horror movie aspect that they were talking about. If they keep
Oh,
that,
for
then I
Doctor
think.
Strange? Yes, bro. Because
If they keep that, if they keep that.
we all want to see what happened to Wanda, bro.
I don't know. If they keep that like horror movie aesthetic that they said they're going to try to do, I'm excited for it. If they don't, it's just another Doctor Strange movie. You know, I like Benedict Cumberbatch, but he's just another movie.
Yeah, the first one was
Thor,
kind of
I'm
eh.
ex. Yeah, exactly. Thor, I'm excited. I'm excited for Thor because that has Guardians of the Galaxy in it, right?
Yeah, and I mean, Lady Thor. I don't know how they're gonna
Would've been.
introduce that, but it's gonna be cool to see.
Those kind of scene. It'll be interesting. Black Panther, not that excited that Chadwick Boseman's not in it. They need to bring back Killmonger and make him Black Panther, bro. Please.
Yeah, that would be cool. I
It's
don't
gonna be
know
the
what they're gonna
sister.
do, honestly. They're
It's gonna be the
think
sister.
Shuri. I think they're gonna go with that. Because that's what the new
Female
comics are doing.
superhero. But bring back Killmonger. Everyone liked him. He probably had the
Except that
best
one
line.
particular dude.
Oh my god. Dude, that one. Bro, the line, probably the best, my favorite line in all of Marvel movies. He said, like, throw me in the ocean with my brothers because they knew what it was like to be free. Oh my god,
Yeah.
I'm gonna Google it. I'm gonna Google it because I don't want to butcher it because it's so lit. It's probably my favorite line in all Marvel movies. Just bury me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from the ships because they knew death was better than
Yeah,
bondage.
that shit
That's
was
a
fire.
goated
That
line,
was a good
and the
one.
person who said that was cringy.
L,
That makes
major
it.
L.
That made Killmonger like everyone's fan favorite. He needs to be Black Panther. Bring him back. It's not gonna happen, but do it. Marvels, I know literally nothing about this.
It's the
So.
Captain Marvel 2. So it's gonna be Captain Marvel, Photon from,
All right, I don't care then. But if it's good, it's good. If it's good, it's good. Don't
And
care
what's her
if it's
name?
good, it's
What's her
good.
name? Who's gonna be? What's her fucking name? Miss Marvel as well.
They haven't
Kamala
cast her
Khan.
yet, have they? Have they cast her?
Yeah, it's like a little. I forgot her name. Kamala Khan. MCU. Her name is Iman Vellani. Did she like did her like she did her like thing over Zoom, and like this is her
She's
first
going.
time acting.
Oh my God, it's going to. What's her name?
Iman Iman Vellani
Oh, right
VE.
here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a little kid thing going on. Oh. All right, next movie. So, Ant-Man. I like Paul Rudd a lot. I think he's funny, but his movies haven't been that good.
This one's gonna have freaking Kang the Conqueror, so it's gonna get crazy.
Hopefully it's good. I like Paul Rudd, so I'm kind of excited. Only for Paul Rudd. If it wasn't Paul Rudd, I wouldn't care. Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm super excited for. Fantastic Four, we don't know anything about it. If they
Yeah.
cast good actors, I'll be excited. Blade, same thing. Oh, side note. They were talking about Christian Bale potentially being a Marvel villain. I wonder
Yeah,
if
he
that's
is. He's
true.
gonna be the God Butcher or something like that.
Which
He's in the
one?
Thor. He's in
What?
the Thor movie.
That's hype. I love Christian Bale. This man
He's
played Batman and now he's in Marvel? Good.
Yeah, that's crazy.
About to like transform his whole body just because he's Christian Bale.
Facts, bro. I mean, yeah, I mean he's gonna be his whole character is about killing gods. So that's
That's
extremely
hype.
hype.
All right, let's go to the TV series. So, WandaVision,
We
been
saw
seeing
that.
that. What's your review on that?
Very good show. Give it I will do this quickly, but I give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay, I give it like 7.5. I thought it was good, but the beginning was boring, in my opinion. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, have you seen that?
Yep. In my opinion, a better story than WandaVision, but not as intriguing. So I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
7.5 for me. Same. It was just like Elohe said, it wasn't as intriguing. It was just like a standard spy thing. It was just like Winter Soldier, but worse.
Yeah.
So, 7.5. It's good. Loki, I'm super excited for. I love Loki.
That's gonna be
Big Loki fan.
so good, bruh. It's gonna
What
be so
If is lame, in my opinion, because it's animated. I thought it would be live action, but
Hey,
it's
we're gonna
not.
see Chadwick Boseman's last performance as Black Panther. So I'm excited for that.
What is the What If, though? Is it like if Killmonger won or something?
No, he's gonna be Star-Lord.
Oh, interesting. That could be cool. Miss Marvel, don't care. Hawkeye, definitely don't care. I don't want to watch Hawkeye's daughter. What? Moon Knight.
No,
Moon Knight looks
it's not gonna be
cool.
his daughter. It's gonna be someone else.
It's Oh, it's Hailee Steinfeld, isn't it?
It's Kate Bishop. It's
Yeah,
like
but
some other
isn't
girl.
Kate Bishop? Oh, even lamer. Look. Tell me this doesn't look like a cosplay. You see my screen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this looks ass. Moon Knight, I'm not excited for, but it looks like it's gonna be this Oscar Isaac, and Moon Knight looks cool, so that's kind of cool, I guess. She-Hulk,
She Hulk's
I
gonna be like a comedy.
didn't even like the Hulk, so don't know why I'm gonna like She-Hulk. Let's think a good act. I'm not sexist. That sounded super sexist. Not because it's a woman. I don't like the Hulk character. Just don't like the Hulk character. Not because of the fact that he's a woman. Secret Invasion is gonna be super lit. I'm super excited for that.
Sure.
Ironheart, is that like the female Iron Man?
Yeah.
That could be cool.
We don't really know
Could be
anything
good.
about it.
Cool actress. A lot of these like depend on the actors and actresses for me.
Yeah.
Armor Wars, I don't know what that
That's
is.
gonna be like a
Armor
follow-up to
Wars.
Ironheart.
Ugh, Jesus. Ron Cheadle, bro. No one cares about War Machine. That's so generic. War Machine must face what happens when Tony Stark's tech falls into. Okay, don't care. And then I Am Groot, don't care. But overall. Oh, whoopsies. Overall, I don't know how you feel about Marvel. I honestly, this is a kind of a hot take. I feel like it should end at Endgame, in my opinion. Obviously, it won't because they make so much money.
You think it should have
But
ended?
I wanted it to end. I feel like that was a perfect ending when Steve Rogers was just looking at, out. Well, he's old. He's oh, no, he's dancing with Peggy. I
Yeah.
think that was just the perfect ending to.
I disagree. I think they have a lot more to
I mean, they
say,
can do more,
and I
like,
think their stories so far, because we've only had WandaVision and Winter Soldier, Falcon and Winter
they've
Soldier,
been good. They've been good.
they've
They've been
gotten
good.
more mature, which I like. I mean, obviously, WandaVision was more about interpersonal relationships, while Falcon and the Winter Soldier was more social commentary, and I like that kind of stuff. And so, I'm excited for pretty much all of these. The only ones I would say I'm not particularly excited for, probably She-Hulk. That's
Hard
pretty much
answer.
it. Everything else I'm
You're
pretty
excited for
excited.
I Am Groot? Are you serious?
I mean that's a comedy, so you have to look.
Vin Diesel saying I Am Groot for like 12 episodes. Oh my
It's a short series. It's a series of shorts. It's not going to be the same. I'm not judging all of them to, like, endgame standards, you know?
I guess.
Because, like, the one I'm, like, very, very excited for is Ms. Marvel, because I like the character of Kamala Khan in the comics. She's, like, one of the best well-written characters. New characters.
Ever acted?
It's weird. I'm not gonna lie, but from what they said on set, she's been really good. So,
what are they gonna say? She's ass.
I mean, they've done it before.
Honestly, bro, you fucked up, bro. She's ass. They could have. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, and this is coming out pretty soon, so excited for that. Loki obviously is coming up soon.
I'm excited for Loki. I just love the old characters so much that, like, my old characters, I obviously mean Captain America and Iron Man. I think those are the two best characters in all of Marvel.
Oh, yeah, no, the first three phases were, like, basically what their relationship was in the grand scheme of things. Because, like,
it moved from
phase one. Obviously, they kind of did not like each other. And then, obviously, it grew into... They liked each other in phase two, but phase... That's why I didn't really like the phasing thing. It didn't really work for me. I think they kind of fucked up there.
It didn't work because they didn't make Civil War as grand as it could have been. Like, Civil War could have been, like, an endgame style thing.
Yeah.
Civil War in the comics was way bigger.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, in a parking lot, and they were, like, fighting.
Yeah, they literally fought for, like, 15 minutes, and... Yeah, I'm one who I liked Endgame. I mean, not Endgame. I liked Civil War, but it could have been so much better. It could have been better. Yeah.
Hot take, best Black Panther, like, portrayal
was from that. I agree. I didn't really like Black Panther, the movie. I mean, I did, but, like...
I like it as a Killmonger, but take him out, it's not that good, in my opinion.
Yeah, the movie was kind of... It left me wanting more, but, like, not in a good way. Like, firstly, he wasn't even, like, T'Challa wasn't even in a movie for, like, half an hour. The movie could have been so much better with just editing differences. Like, if we knew the twist from the beginning and it was a more dramatic irony type of movie, I would have liked that way more.
But I just hate the twist of, like, the main character might be dead, because obviously he's not dead.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It's not Game of Thrones, where, like, oh my god, like, could you imagine if they killed Black Panther? Like, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, no.
Game of Thrones, like, that's not how that works.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean...
I liked the whole, like, the savage, like, I'm coming to kill you, you killed my father, like, Black Panther, like, revenge Black Panther, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in Black Panther, the movie, is like, cracking jokes with his, like, sister and stuff, and, like, I don't know. It just wasn't as cool, in my opinion.
Yeah, no. His best portrayal was definitely in Civil War. Like, remember, like, the people behind us, like, when, like, the shadow was, like, coming up, and then everyone was like, oh my god! That was funny as hell. I'm not even gonna cap, bruh.
The part where he's just, like, sprinting through the fucking subway or the metro just gets me so weak. When, like,
he's
sprinting.
Oh my god, yeah, that shit is funny as hell.
That whole fight between Bucky and Black Panther was, like, the whole theater was like a concert.
Yeah, facts, bro. Because, like, that was extremely hype, bro. No cap.
Yeah, that was so hype. Yeah. Civil War, underrated Marvel movie?
Underrated?
Yeah, people don't really talk. Like, people say Winter Soldier is better. What do you think is better?
I think Winter Soldier is. It's kind of the same thing with Falcon and Winter Soldier and WandaVision. I think Winter Soldier was a better story, but Civil War was more intriguing.
I just love the fight in Civil War when Iron Man is fighting Bucky and Steve Rogers, and they're, like, teaming up, and then, like, Steve Rogers, like, throws the shield to Bucky, and then he, like, hits him, and then they're just, like, tag-teaming him, and then, oh, it was so good.
Yeah. Were you on Team Cap or Team Iron Man when you were watching the movie?
Team Cap.
You were Team Cap? Okay.
Captain America's my favorite character in all of, like, Marvel.
Oh, Marvel?
I like the comics, because like I don't really like read Marvel comics. I'm more of a DC comic guy, but mm-hmm. just for the movies, like I just like liked Captain America.
Okay. True.
But, yeah, that's the thing. That's what Marvel's big job, I think, is going to be. Because we're talking about, like, the first few phases, like, they made us care about, you know, these characters that are, like, mainly dead. Besides, like, Thor, but, like, Thor was never really, like, he was literally serious, and no one liked him then. He was a joke, and people liked him. But, like you said, the main story was, like, Iron Man and Cap, and now they're dead. Now it's their job to, like, create that, like, tension and, like, create that, like, relationship with those characters, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it needs to be, like, a new Cap and, like, a new Iron Man that we care about.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, they have, like, those, I think they have those characters already in place. Spider-Man, obviously.
Like, Spider-Man, but, like, who else? Like, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman, it's not gonna be Black Panther. It's not gonna be Thor, because he's just, like, a joke now. It's not the Guardians, because they're also jokes. I don't think it's gonna be Ant-Man.
Doctor Strange? I would say I could see Doctor Strange.
Oh, you know what's gonna be? It's gonna be Wanda.
Wanda is a good one as well, yeah. It's gonna be Wanda. She's like basically the strongest Avenger, so
it makes sense. It's gonna be Wanda and Spider-Man.
But like they need the core, like they've always had the Avengers who are stronger, but they need the core characters that we like emotionally gravitate towards. Spider-Man's always going to be that because he's the most popular superhero of all time. It's going to be him. But like you need more. And that's what they're doing. That's why they have this entire list of new movies with introducing new characters very quickly, cuz they're just trying to find that thing that people would latch onto.
I don't think it's going to be like shit. I mean, I don't know. I just don't want them to make Falcon, who's like I guess Captain America now, I just don't want them to try to like make him the main guy. I just don't like Falcon. I don't know, you can't replace Steve Rogers.
Yeah, no. I don't think they are gonna, like, because Captain America 4 has been announced and obviously he's gonna be playing Captain America. I liked Falcon and I like him as Captain America, but like obviously there's still a gaping hole that Steve Rogers is going to leave. But you know, we'll see what they do, because I liked the social commentary, like the speech he gave too, like, the speech he gave at the end, bro. That was like, let's get it, man.
it was good acting and all that. I just don't think he's like the character that people are going to be like, ooh. Let's
no, he's not going to be. He's not going to be as important as Steve Rogers was.
Yeah, exactly.
No. And I don't think they're going to try to do that. But him as... I like him as Captain America. And it makes sense. Who else is going to be Captain America, bro? Not Bucky, bro. Not Bucky.
Like, killed Iron Man's parents. That would be really awkward.
Yeah. Definitely not Bucky.
Just not done... I don't know. We'll see. I like things ending. I like when things are short. I'm not a big, like, long thing kind of guy. That's just my preference. Obviously, like, these are good. I'm not, like, so far it's been good. I'm sure they're going to be good. Like, Marvel makes good movies and good shows. I just feel like the first three phases were such a, like, perfect thing. You kind of could have just ended it right there. But obviously, they're not going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm always for change.
I don't know.
And I'm excited to see what they do next. So far they've done really well. Do I think it's ever going to stop?
What's up?
You said, do I think it's ever going to stop?
I said, I don't think it will stop. Oh. I do not think so.
I think it'll stop eventually.
I think Tom Holland, they're going to try to make Tom Holland, like, carry him for, like, 30 years, make him Robert Downey. Like, I think they're gonna try to do that.
I think they're gonna be at a, because we're now, like, I think the peak superhero, like, thing was like a couple years ago. It's still very, very prevalent now, but like before, like every show was like a superhero show. I mean, we're still getting new ones. Invincible is a very good show that just came out. We still have The Boys. These are more.
That's his own thing.
Yeah, exactly. That, like, The Boys and Invincible are completely different. Have you seen Invincible?
No, know what it is. I know, like, I know it's like this with J.K. Simmons plays the dad, and
yeah,
Stephen Young,
Mahershala Ali. They have so many people on that. It's a star-studded one.
I think that's where superhero movies are going with like the darkness, and I don't see Marvel doing that. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I think it's gonna. I think it's gonna die. Like these type of ideology, like ideological, like superheroes that we have now are gonna die out. I mean, that's why they're trying to bring in more nuanced characters. Like that's why they're bringing Loki out to the forefront. So I think it'll
be the boys.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna change it to the boys. No, no, no. But
that'd be a crazy though. Like they're just using it to like cut people's heads off and shit. It's just like crazy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's definitely never happening.
Ooh. I got, do you think they're ever gonna make an R-rated Marvel movie?
If they gain the rights to Venom, then yes.
But they already made Venom and like it was
Venom was PG-13.
Yeah. So do you think they're ever gonna do
so I think if Marvel gets it, they're gonna make it
Marvel
an R-rated
does
movie.
Have it. Like, they could,
and Blade's gonna be R-rated.
Is it? I thought they said it's not gonna be.
Is it not? I believe.
Let me look. I could be tripping. Yeah, PG-13.
Okay, so it says Deadpool is the only R-rated movie.
Deadpool 3.
Yeah, because now they own the. Yeah, so once they make Deadpool, then yeah, then Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because they
Deadpool's
own.
Deadpool's not gonna be like. Connected in the MCU. I mean, like MCU movie, like R-rated MCU. Movie.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, once they get if they get the rights to Venom, then yeah. But with these lists of heroes that we have right now, there isn't really a reason to go that deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know what they can do? Like, they can just start stretching out the release dates to so people don't get burned out. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, that's why I think WandaVision was so popular because we had a year without any Marvel content.
Yeah.
And we were just so strived for it. And they came out. That's why they changed the order of it because I believe Falcon was supposed to come first. But they were like, because WandaVision was supposed to come right before Doctor Strange. So it was supposed to like just lead in right into there. But they changed it because they wanted to build more hype around Phase 4. And they knew WandaVision would create the most hype. And they were right. So good marketing by them.
Yeah, smart. That was smart.
Yeah. But where are we at right now? An hour and 12. Okay, not too bad.
Shorter episode. Do you want to end it? Or, I mean... talk about something else? Anything else you want to talk about?
You haven't seen Invincible, right?
No, but I know it's goated.
Yeah, it's you should watch it. It's very good.
I am burned out with the superhero thing. Personally.
I feel that. That's why I like I don't watch The Flash or like those type
Arrow.
Of shows, bruh. The CW verse or whatever it's called, bruh. Trash. I liked it
Arrow
when I
was
like 12.
Like 3 years. Flash was good for like 2 years and other
yeah.
Ass.
And I'm pretty sure the guy who plays like Harrison Barnes and
Harrison Barnes, the NBA player?
I mean not Harrison Barnes. Who's the guy in like the doctor in Flash? Who's that guy?
I know who you're talking about, but I forget his name.
He's leaving the show. The Hispanic dude is also leaving the show. So it's kind of dead now.
And Arrow's been done.
Harrison Wells. I was close, bro.
You were thon.
I was close.
Yeah, that guy was the best part of that show.
Yeah, he was a very good actor. Yeah, he's dipping.
Yeah, those like long running shows aren't just not my thing. It's just like a monster of the week, a villain of the week kind of situation.
Yeah, that's facts. Oh my goodness. Yeah, but with that said, I mean, do you have any other topics you want to talk about?
Are you excited for the J. Cole album? We can talk about that.
Jermaine Cole. If he didn't sample that, for the fucking song, bro. Like you've seen that clip, right? Like the, you know, RDC World, right?
Yeah,
and Jermaine Cole, he has to sample that for a song, that would literally be legendary, because that's just goated. But as for the album, yes, I'm very excited. A song is coming out tonight at 12 a.m. from the album, so I will be listening to that. I mean, J. Cole is my second or third favorite artist. So yeah, I'm very excited. I know you're not the biggest J. Cole fan.
You can tell by my face, huh? I'm just like, oh, J. Cole. Alright, you know how we can tell our differences in rap music? Who's your favorite rapper? Go ahead.
Favorite rapper? It would be J. Cole.
It's a J. Cole. Okay, J. Cole. So, ask me who my favorite rapper is.
Who's your favorite rapper?
Right now, Fabio Foreign. So, as you can see, our differences in rap are very drastic.
Fabio's good. I'm not gonna lie. He's good. I like
Big
Fabio.
Big Drip. I'm in love with the lip bitch.
But that nigga is actually stupid, though.
Yeah, he's in jail right now. Yeah,
he's very dumb. But, nah, his music is good.
I just do not like... I'm not the biggest fan of J. Cole kind of rap. Kendrick, J. Cole, all them. Not the biggest fans of... But, look, if it's good, it's good. And... I really like that one J. Cole song where he's like, fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me three times, fuck the peace.
Oh, no role models. Everyone likes that fucking song. That's
what I like that song. I like that one song. It's a good song.
Yeah. I have that freaking album right there on the... Here, hold up. I don't know what that is. See that? Ah! Those are the albums.
Oh, yeah.
Those are... I got After Hours by The Weeknd.
It's good.
Astro World by Travis Scott. If you're reading this too late, Drake, Six God, For Your Eyes.
Oh my god! Why just clap your hands like that?
Six God. 2014 Phil Stripe, J. Cole, Starboy. The Weeknd and Meet the Woo Volume 2, Pop Smoke, my guy. Rest in peace, Pop.
Yeah. Hey, look, if it's good, I'll like listen to the most popular song.
This fucking usually
one song. One song always rises to the top.
That's true.
And low key, the 2018 J. Cole album was like kind of not that sucked, right? Compared to like what his other shit, like
K.O.D.
If you wouldn't like that one that much, right?
I wasn't the biggest fan of that one, but I liked a couple songs on it. But yeah, the community definitely didn't like it as much as the older ones. I mean, that's what they say about every freaking artist, to be honest. So.
Album.
No, that's facts.
It's hard to do that. And even Kanye, that new Christian album was trash. So even he choked.
Yeah. I would say the only one who's like still popping like that is Drake, bruh. To be honest. Like just
Drake. People didn't like Scorpion that much though, right? I actually think Scorpion's my favorite Drake album. That's just because I like rapping Drake, not R&B Drake.
I like that. I mean, there was like two sides of it. So like one side was like all R&B, and then the other side was rap.
Yeah, I like the rap one.
I'm more of an R&B guy, so.
Yeah, most people are.
I disagree with that.
Most people like Drake R&B, I feel like.
Drake R&B, but most people are rap over R&B.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but like, if you're like talking to a Drake fan, I think most of them like R&B.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I was talking to my roommate, and he's a pretty big Drake fan, but he's like neither of those. He like doesn't really like slow R&B Drake, and he doesn't like like new rap Drake. He likes that.
He likes old like rap that, Drake, like over.
Yeah.
That's a good song though. I like that. I like that Drake too. Albums
where he has like the Jufro, that Drake.
Yeah. I know a lot of Drake fans who like that Drake the most.
Like that, like 2011, like 2013.
I think prime Drake was like headlines Drake. That's prime. Prime rapping Drake.
What's that one Drake album where like it's like a side shot of his face and it's like kind of bluish and it's like a cartoon picture?
Nothing was the same. Just hold on, we're going on. That was on
that's the album that song's from?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I know that song. I didn't know.
That song came out when we were in 7th grade and everyone was singing that song, bruh. I remember that shit, bruh.
Yeah, dude, Drake's been around since he started, like, fucking high school, and he'll be around since after we graduated college.
Exactly.
Probably, unless, but did he say this is his last album, or is that not true?
I don't think he said that.
I thought people were saying, like, this is his last one. Drake, last album. It's going to be sales, isn't it? What's this one called? Certified Lover Boy? That's a terrible name, but I'm sorry. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, it's like a rumor, but he hasn't said anything.
Yeah, I mean, he just dropped an EP too, so.
Ooh, I like the one where he's like Valentine's Day I had sex. That was a cool song.
What's next? The one with freaking Lil Baby is the hardest.
Yeah, people like that one. I'm not the biggest Lil Baby fan, though. I'm Team Gunna, actually.
You Team Gunna? I like some of the, like, there's only some Gunna songs that I like. Gunna I'm more has Lil that, Baby.
Like, chill vibe. No, I get that. Gunna has a chill vibe. I like the new, like, slime, slat language, slat, super slime, yeah. Slat album.
Yeah. That came out. That was yeah. Crazy. Yeah. That's a good song. I'm not even gonna cap.
Yeah. Wait, what's it called? What is the song called?
Ski.
Yeah, that song goes.
That's a good song. Gunna and Young Thug are just a goated combo.
Goated combo.
For, like, no reason.
Young Thug and Future, goated combo. Young Thug and Gunna goated combo. Mm-hmm, Young Thug, Lil Baby, Gunna goated combo.
Lil Baby Drake, goated combo.
Goated combo. Who else?
You gotta get Drake and then someone else, and we gotta get that person and then someone else.
Drake and someone else?
Drake Future. Collabs, Drake Future like is just the goatest combo.
I was gonna say Drake Travis Scott.
Drake, Travis Scott. I mean, they have a couple songs together, but like Drake and Future literally have a collab project.
Album, yeah.
That's an underrated project. What's my favorite song there? It's Scholarships. I love that song.
What's the album called? Is that Dead Star 2? No.
Forgetting the name.
Drake.
Diamonds Dancing.
What Time to Be Alive? Isn't the album called What Time to Be Alive?
Oh yeah, What a Time to Be Alive. Yeah. Scorpion, yeah. Nothing with the same. Take Care. Take Care is probably...
That's like the...
Nah, if you're reading this too late, it's probably my favorite. So Far Gone is good as well.
Everyone says Take Care is just like his goated...
Take Care is is like the bridge between the old Drake and like the new Drake. Views is like literally just like new Drake. Scorpion, he kind of incorporates old Drake.
Yeah.
I like Views though. The only one I didn't like was More Life. Cause I only liked Passion Fruit from that song.
The Views might be his like least hyped album, right?
No, his least hyped album is More Life.
Yeah, you're right. Views. I really like the one Travis Scott song with Drake. Though, what was that song called?
Sicko Mode?
No, on More Life. Didn't they have a song together?
On More Life?
If I'm not mistaken. Are you tripping?
What? Portland? This is... Were there anyway? He was on Portland, right?
Yeah, I think it was Portland. Yeah.
KMT is also pretty good. Portland, Fake Love was alright.
Portland featuring Quavo and Travis Scott. I like that song. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a goated instrumental on that song.
Yeah. I just like Scorpion because of, like, there's a lot of catchy, like, rap Drake on there. I like,
Scorpion is probably my lead. No. Probably More Life and then Scorpion, my least favorite.
I liked. Let's see. Let's just look. I'm Upset. I liked Nonstop. I liked Mob Ties.
Blue Tint.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. Yeah, so there's like 4 Drake songs on there, like, which is more than like any other.
I remember you used to be a Drake hater, bruh.
I still don't think he's worth number like 1 goated like rapper right now. I get why he's like number one.
People who say he's like the best rapper of all time, no.
Yeah, I get why he's like commercially number one, but like, I don't think he's.
Yeah, he's definitely commercially number one because he's just the most versatile. Because he just kind of does.
He just knows how to make catchy hits.
Yeah, facts. Who's your goat rapper? Who's your goat rapper?
Like objectively goat or like who's my favorite?
We'll do both. Who do you think is like the objective like goat the and then? Huh?
Like the culture, the objective goat.
Yeah.
My opinion is probably Kanye.
Kanye, okay.
And then my favorite rapper of all time. Probably ASAP Rocky.
Okay, that's a good one.
Like, I just give you like the 2 generic art school boy ass answers. I like Kanye and ASAP Rocky. They're my favorite.
I would say I was just gonna say
like, I think you kind like when you talk about like objective GOAT, I was gonna say Tupac, but I feel like you kind of have to say Tupac/Biggie. I think you kind of.
No, I disagree. Mine's not either of them, and it's not Kanye either.
Right, but like, okay, we'll go ahead.
Mine is Jay-Z. That's my GOAT.
It was crazy. I was talking about this with my roommate. I've never listened to 1 Jay-Z song that's just Jay-Z. Just him.
Well, you're lacking, my nigga.
I've heard.
Well, you've probably heard it from like me. If you've been in my car, you've heard a Jay-Z song. Just Jay-Z.
Just him? I don't think so. I'm not even kidding.
You probably heard it, but like didn't realize you were listening to it. Because I have a couple of Jay-Z songs, Jay-Z. But you haven't actively gone out and listened to
like Jay-Z. And I don't like Jay-Z. Also, it's crazy. I don't like a lot. Like, there's like this huge gap in my like for rap. It's like.
You don't like the Bling era?
Yeah, I don't like Jay-Z, I don't like Nas, I don't like Meek Mill, I don't like Drake that much. New Drake I like, but that era Drake I don't like. I don't like Lil Wayne. I don't like rapper Nicki Minaj.
You're like, you're hurting. You're physically hurting me right now.
I don't like T.I., I don't like 2 Chainz. I like some Future. At this whole era of like, that kind of like super mainstream rap is not.
That's good. You just like hurt me like to my core.
Don't like Kendrick that much. Don't like J. Cole that much.
Cause like that's my favorite. That's like my favorite.
I know that's your favorite era. I know that's like all the rappers you're named are just like your favorites. Yeah, I just don't like any of those guys. Nah, no. Like, my favorite rappers are like ASAP Rocky, Playboi Carti. Like Fabio Foreign,
oh my
Kanye,
goodness.
And then like Kanye, and then just like who's my 5th? And then like Eminem.
Eminem, okay. That's a good one. But my favorite, I'd probably go J. Cole.
That's gonna say he said that earlier.
A close second is ASAP Ferg.
That's an underrated pick.
That's my guy.
ASAP Ferg has more bangers in terms of like just number of bangers than ASAP Rocky, but I think ASAP Rocky's bangers are better than ASAP Ferg's bangers, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I like his cadence on a song more than ASAP Rocky.
When I hear the intro to like Lord Pretty Flaco, where it's like dun dun.
Oh yeah, dun. Yeah. That shit hits different. Hits different.
Right. Peso also slapper. But all right, one more thing that we get into the podcast.
Okay.
What do you think of the argument of like Eminem can't be the goat rapper because he's white?
Stupid. And, like,
it's not his genre.
Stupid. Does stupid. I hate that argument. He can be the GOAT. He's in my top five. Only reason I am not the biggest Eminem fan is just because I don't relate to a lot of his music. Because a lot of his music is about, like, the abuse he suffered from, like, his mom and shit. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, it's cool, but that's just not me.
What do you think that, in my opinion, I think Eminem is the most technically gifted rapper of all time.
Like, lyricist-wise?
Just like skill of like rapping,
like, I would say Nas. I would give that to Nas
over Eminem.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I don't know, bro. Eminem can rap pretty fast.
Can rap fast, but like Nas's lyricism is literally on a different level. Like, there's no one is even like close, to be honest.
I don't mean like writing. I don't mean like bars. I mean like if you give Eminem like a random verse, he'll just make it sound like he can just rap it better.
Cadence wise,
he can just rap it better. He's just the best rapper.
I disagree, but I see what you're saying. He does have like a good, like his voice. He has a rapper's voice. He has a rapper's voice for sure. I just would not pick Eminem, but I do see that. I do see that, and he's definitely up there for sure. And that argument is fucking retarded. That's stupid. Anyone who says that is a racist, to be honest, bro.
Yeah, it's just like it's the same argument as saying that, like, oh, let's say, for example, hypothetically, like a black guy came out and he was just making like country banger after country banger, and then they were just like, oh, well, he can't be like the GOAT country singer because.
I mean, that's what happened with Lil Nas X. They like wouldn't give him the number one country song.
Yeah, that was stupid. But I'm not putting Lil Nas X as like the GOAT country rapper.
Fuck
country. that was hella racist. But I don't. But like hypothetically speaking, or that's like when people say, "Oh, Tiger Woods isn't the GOAT because he's African American, and golf is not." You know, I hear those arguments a lot.
I mean, golf is probably one of the most racially terrible sports. After baseball, of course.
No, NASCAR, bro.
And NASCAR, yeah. I mean, because in the name Masters, it was literally meant for slave masters to be in that competition.
Is that actually true?
Yeah. It was meant for the golfers to be white males who owned slaves, and the caddies were the black people. That's why they called it the Masters.
Why has that not been changed?
It's That's wild. Because of golf, bruh. And it's like a club.
What? Actually true?
It's like a closed club. Yeah, sure.
And like Masters name origin. I mean I'm not saying it wrong, but okay. This kind of saying something else.
No, they're not. They're not gonna. They're like, the original name was for that, but like, they changed the thing. Like,
oh, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they try to hide the origin.
Yeah, no, yeah, because the original club, not the golfing tournament, the original club was still called the Masters. But the
tournament. Oh yeah, I'm name, sure. I mean, I'm not like, I definitely can see how, I can definitely see that being. Yeah, I can definitely see that being, like, plausible, for sure. I mean, golf is definitely a super, like, white person sport, like,
yeah,
stereotypically. But, I don't know.
Yeah, but we're not gonna get into that because we are pretty late into the podcast. But do you have any other thoughts? I mean, I had one more thing, but
go for it. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, what's your favorite like young rapper, like new one?
Excluding Fabio Form, because I've gassed him like 6 different times on this.
Yeah.
Do you know who Sofego is?
I do know who that is.
Sofego. Okay. Is probably my favorite. Like, and he's actually young. Like, he actually like just like became a thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say that.
Yeah. Sure. Mine's Corday. That's just my guy. But.
Would you count him as young? Like, he's been around for a while.
He's been around for like what?
I thought you meant years? like this year.
Not like popping now, but like who will be great going forward. Then.
Oh, it's not gonna be Sofego. Let me change my answer. I thought you meant like he just became
No. Like, who's gonna be good like going forward?
Oh, Corday's probably like the good answer because he actually has like the skill. But I would say I'd give you a different answer. If NBA YoungBoy can somehow get himself out of jail, I don't think it's gonna happen, and continue to like stay out of jail, he could be one of the GOATs.
For real. I mean, I'm definitely not. I don't like his music at all, but he definitely has a sizable fan base and people like his music. Someone in particular is going to get very mad if I don't name the Kid Laroi. So, honorable mention.
Ew! The Kid Laroi.
You don't like the Kid Laroi?
Of one of the GOATs? Going forward.
I mean,
first of all, he's not even a rapper. He's a singer. But, okay, fine.
He's in, like, that hip-hop
genre. I'm going to exclude that argument. He's definitely not going to be one of the GOATs.
We'll see. I mean, he has the talent to do it. I don't see why not.
His songs fucking suck, dude.
You don't like his music?
Oh!
He makes better music than being a young boy for me.
What?
For sure. 100%. Remind Me of You is better than any NBA YoungBoy song. And that's not even my favorite The Kid Laroi song.
Fine, I'm gonna change my answer to NBA YoungBoy. Kodak, if he can stay out of jail.
Okay. I like Kodak more than The Kid Laroi. I just put him as an honorable mention. He's not. I picked Corday.
Who said that? Expose him right now.
Huh? No. They will remain anonymous.
You can tell me after the podcast.
Okay, I'll tell you after the podcast.
Is it someone I know?
I don't think so, actually.
Okay, good. Because if it was, I would text them right now. We can end the podcast, though.
All right, bet. Well, and with that, we're going to end it here. You don't have any last thoughts?
That just triggered me.
He's good, bro. He's good. Wait. Better than Lil Mosey, I'll tell you that.
Oh, shout out Lil Mosey. I don't want this guy to be the face of rap music. I'm sorry, bro.
He's good, though.
He's like shitty Juice WRLD. All right, we can end the podcast. I'm triggered. End the podcast.
Hey, shout out Kid Laroi. You got to listen, bro. You need haters to be the GOAT, so... Resident A hater right here. You got it.
I just hate everything that's popular.
Please take this rapist off the screen, bro. What the hell? TJ, Polo G, there's my honorable mentions as well.
Polo G, that's a good answer.
But, and then this man brought up Jack Harlow. Like, nah. I fuck with Jack Harlow too. I like Jack Harlow.
I like the rule, bro. Not gonna cap.
But yeah, we're gonna end it here. We actually went pretty long, 1:40.
Yeah, we stretched it. Good.
That's pretty long.
Next episode, we'll have the Alex back.
Yeah, we'll have Alex back. We'll probably do it later in the week or earlier. I mean, actually, not earlier. Gonna be here. So later in the week. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, later in the week, we'll have a podcast. We'll have a podcast following that week. We're going to start having guests the following week. So 2 weeks after
First
that.
guest, Little Mosey from Prison.
Oh my
Okay.
gosh. We got the guest. We have the guest, and just know it's going to be a very entertaining podcast. Jack, do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
His name
I'm
starts with
actually
a
not actually.
J.
Jay?
Yeah. We've known him for a while.
I have no. You guys talk about it off the podcast,
Okay,
so
we'll talk
I
about it
actually
on
don't know.
our podcast. But
Actually
he's
don't
a
know.
geek, and it's gonna geek, and it's gonna be a funny
Jay.
podcast. So, it's a silent J.
All right, present the pot. I don't know. I gotta think. I gotta think. I gotta think. I gotta think. Or you're pissing me off.
Okay. Yeah, and with that, we're gonna end it here. Thank you so much, guys, for watching. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.